This is my third guess, and then I'm wrapping it up. Flama?
No.
Not Flama. Dang. Okay. Well, who is your favorite then, or in your top three?
It's Frieren.
What? It's Frieren, but you can't really help it. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. We are here today going on an epic 10-year-long journey. That's a lie. We're not actually doing that. But today, we're going to be talking about Frieren, the show that has taken, I would say, anime by storm. Like, it is so popular right now that I had to do an episode on it, especially since I finished season one. But I had to bring on somebody to talk about it with me, so it's not just a party of one in this canoe. So joining me today, we have Ashlyn Day.
Hello, everybody. How's it going?
Oh, I'm so good. How are you doing? You feeling good?
I'm good, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little toasty in here, isn't it?
No, I like it. I like it warm.
Oh, do you? Yeah. See, I feel like I'm starting to sweat right now because we've just been like grinding out episodes. So it's like, but we're here. We look great. We're in the vibes. So you are the person who actually told me to give Frieren a shot of viewing. And then I started watching it. And completely, like, got bored and was like, well, everybody, what? And then I talked to you about it. And then you reconvinced me to start watching the show again. So you're kind of my inspo.
Aw, well, I'm glad I was able to convince you because it is a really beautiful anime. And it is a slow start, for sure. I was also similarly very kind of bored in the beginning because it was just like a... It was a journey to get to anything of like substance, I felt. Mm-hmm. But once it got there, it really hits you in the head with the feelings and the humanity of it all. It's like it's really well done, but it does take, I think much like how Frieren exists as a character, you're kind of just like experiencing it and not really like taking it in and like giving it any meaning in the beginning because it's kind of slow. It's kind of boring. She's like very apathetic towards humanity in the beginning. So she's just kind of like, eh. And I feel like the anime kind of starts off that way.
Yeah. To me, I didn't really understand, which I think most people watching the show right out the gates, there's going to be probably some spoiler alerts. So if you haven't seen the show, can I do this without spoiling just so we can give them a taste of it? You start the show, as most shows do, with some sort of like dramatic moment thing, and you don't really know where it's going because it's actually not super dramatic, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is gone, we took this away from you. And I hate to say it, but I instantly was like, why do I care about that thing being gone in the plot? And then you kind of start to see another thing disappear, and then you're like, okay, but why do I care? And then by like episode, I would say like 5 or 10 is when you're like, I care so much now because you get the context. So it's a little bit of a slow burn, like Ash was saying just a few minutes ago. But how, if you were to kind of like package up Frieren without spoiling, which this is going to take me a second too, how would we pitch someone to potentially watch this show despite the beginning being a bit of a slow burn?
Oh, God, that's really hard. It's hard to answer without giving spoilers.
I know.
I guess I would say it's an anime about finding the humanity when you don't necessarily have it. Mm-hmm. Or if you like it's so hard.
I know.
I view Frieren very much like being neurodivergent. Right.
Yeah.
She comes across as very like neurodivergent coded, where she just kind of doesn't really identify with people and she doesn't really understand why people matter until she starts losing them. And that was a spoiler.
I mean, not really, though. I mean, they,
I guess,
you know,
not really, because it kind of is right off the bat.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's technically, in my opinion, not a spoiler, because every show you lose something in the first like 3 episodes, because that's how they get you to watch.
Exactly. There's got to be a tension or something built up, right? So she comes across as very neurodivergent, and like I identified with her a lot because I think I went through a similar journey, and I had to really like understand like what people meant to me, really, when you, because you only really experience that when you start losing people. So I'm gonna cry. Oh my God, already.
Oh no. Yeah, yeah.
It's a very good anime. It's very emotionally evocative, and you should watch it.
Yeah, definitely.
It's life-changing.
It is very much so life-changing. It's very perspective-changing because, like you said, it's not like she doesn't come off as jaded, but like the walls are up. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also what makes it hard to stick through the show at mm-hmm. first, is because you're like, well, why do I care that this person's having a hard time letting people in? You know, like why should I care that, you know, we're seeing these things happen to them and they don't care? Why should I care? And to that I say, like, one, you have to sit and actually watch the show. And I think that's the big mistake I make when I watch anime mm-hmm. is that I like to put it on while I'm like in the DMs or while I'm like working on something or like hot gluing something together that should not be hot glued to get there or huffing E6000 as I should not be. Don't do that, please. Don't do that. Apparently it's very bad for you. But I tend to make that mistake a lot with anime. And then I sit back and I go like, why is it not entertaining? I don't understand. Why is this happening? When it's like, you're not even paying attention. You're not even giving it a chance. Mm-hmm. So highly recommend putting down the distractions mm-hmm. And really trying to pay attention. Even when it feels like nothing is happening, something is happening. So that's my like first tip about the show, is like really give it the time it deserves. And you actually mentioned something when I went back to you and was like, why are people recommending this show? Like, blah, blah, blah. You had said like the animation style is just, it's so beautiful. It's
stunning. Yeah. It's so stunning. It really is one of those animes that is worth the attention that you can pay to it. Mm-hmm. Like I fall in the same trap a lot of the time especially when I was like deep in my anime binging era where, you know, I was like constantly just grinding out cosplays and just throwing on whatever anime
You're not
like
in that era anymore? Wait, what?
I'm a lot more intentional with the animes that I watch because I want to be able to pay attention to them, because I think as I've gotten older, I really want to appreciate the art more of it. And especially mm-hmm. nowadays, the anime that's coming out is so beautifully animated, like a lot of the time, most of the time now, that I want to be able to appreciate all of the aspects of it. I don't want to just toss it on and be like, okay, I'm just absorbing this content, right? I want to be able to appreciate it and all of the work that went into it. And so I have to pick and choose a lot more of the kind of anime that I'm going to watch, because I want to dedicate the time that mm-hmm. I think it deserves. And Frieren is just such a beautifully animated show. Like everything about it is gorgeous. The color palettes are so pretty. The scenery is, it's just so pretty. It's just so pretty. And the score is also, it's everything about it is good.
The score slaps. It's It takes a little bit to really like lock into like, oh, why am I liking this scene? Why am I liking where this is going? And it's a lot of times it's the score that they put underneath things. Mm-hmm. Like I can hear the problematic music playing in the back of my head where I'm like, oh, like I feel it. Like it's happening. But I also think paying attention to, like you had brought up the animation, that it's not just like them walking throughout town. There are so many different times where they pick a different POV mm-hmm. of a moment happening, or their version of seeing the main characters walk away, or, you know, like there's some mm-hmm. really iconic moments that I'm trying to not spoil right now that like I will not forget because of the way they chose to animate it, mm-hmm. which is, I mean, there's so much good like animation out there, but they go above and beyond, in my opinion, with their POVs.
Yeah.
Just because it sticks with you. You can't, I can't shake some of the things that I've seen from that show, which is incredible. So I'm so glad that you re-brought me back in and we're like, hang on, like maybe, you know, try to give it another chance. I had the same problem, you know, mm-hmm. watching it at first. So I'm really glad that you took the time to do that. Yeah. I think the show that kind of helped me appreciate animation more would happen to be like Arcane, just because it was so unlike its time. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like that has sort of started a ripple effect with a lot of companies like going above and beyond. And maybe there was one before that I'm just haven't seen, but like to me that one really made me pay attention.
Yeah. I mean, that animation for that specific show is gorgeous regardless, like across the board, right?
Yeah.
Like everyone only has everything good to say about Arcane mm-hmm. and the animation. I'm not a huge League of Legends fan.
So. Same.
I liked the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I didn't like it as much as I think people expected me to.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I don't love where season two went, which makes me nervous for Frieren season two. Cause I'm I have a theory of where I think it's going to go, but I'm not sure.
I have no theory.
Nothing.
I just want to I blank and I just want to enjoy the ride. I'm just show me what you want to tell me. Give me the story you want
to
serve.
You don't try to predict anything.
No, I don't like to. I want to be surprised. Like, I think there's a little human nature where you kind of, you end up doing that anyway. Mm-hmm. But I try not to. I try to like tamp it down. Like, just show me the thing you want me to see. Mm-hmm. I want to take that in.
Have you seen any spoilers for season two at all?
No, I haven't.
You've seen nothing.
I've not seen any spoilers.
I don't know if what I've seen is a spoiler, but I've definitely, it could be just artwork, could be just artwork, but I don't want to say it then if you haven't seen it, because I don't want to like, but then I won't tell you like my theories for season two then. I'll kind of leave that, because also we don't want to spoil the episode. But I think we're kind of at the point where if somebody, this is our last ditch effort to convince them to watch the show before we get into spoilers. What is something you would say to a person that's like, why should I watch this? Without spoilers.
Are you a human being? Yeah.
Yes.
Then you should watch it.
Great.
It is a beautiful way of portraying humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it reminds us of how connected we are.
Mm-hmm. Whether we like it or not.
Whether we like it or not.
We're all kind of connected. We all kind of affect each other. I think that's another like key that people overlook, is that like a lot of the, you see a character going through something and then all of a sudden they kind of connect and then they kind of like disconnect and they're not in the main story. So we all are essentially like very much so connected to each other. So, all right. If you don't want spoilers, we're going to start spoiling stuff from here on out. Okay, everybody. So click away, come back and watch. All right. What's the biggest fat spoiler we could drop right now?
Oh, God. I don't even know.
Himmel?
Himmel.
Dies.
He's dead the whole time.
He big dead. Big dead. Not even big like dead. Little dead. Well, he is kind of short at the end, but he big dead.
He's short at the end.
Big dead.
I love his little old man form.
I know. This little guy. Widow guy, little bald guy. And like the voice acting is iconic. They did such a good job with him, too.
Oh, my God. So good.
But okay, so now that we're into the spoiler territory, I think one of the things I want to like dive into is I want us to try to guess what each other's favorite characters are. Because I have a theory, I might know who one of your favorites is, but I could be completely off base.
Okay. Do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
I'll go.
Okay.
So my theory is we get two guesses. So just kind of shot in the dark here. I'm going to guess Ubel is your favorite.
No,
really? I'm shocked. Like, as soon as I saw her, I was like, oh, are we going to have to, like, fight over who gets to do Ubel? Because I have a feeling. I have a feeling this might be one where we both go, we might have to take turns on this. Okay, so it's not Ubel.
Mm-mm.
I'm really surprised.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, based on our conversation before the podcast, you had told me you had gotten rid of your main Frieren cosplay. So I'm gonna guess it's not Frieren then. Man, I want to ask like 20 questions now, because I really thought I had it. I really thought I had you pegged. I don't think it's Himmel. You don't strike me as somebody who like really fangirls over like the hero.
It's not Himmel. Not I like Himmel. Him. He's not my favorite.
Aura the Guillotine?
No.
Not Aura either. Wow. Okay. Is it, okay, this is my third guess, and then I'm wrapping it up. Flama?
No.
Not Flama! Mm-hmm. Dang, okay. Well, who is your favorite then, or in your top three?
It's Frieren.
What? It's Frieren, but you got rid of the outfit.
I got rid of the outfit because I didn't make it, and I did not like the quality. So I was like, I'm just going to send this back.
Fair.
I want to make it because I like her so much. But
wow.
I didn't really think at the time that like I was like, I wasn't that motivated to make it. I was like, I just want a cosplayer. It'll be fine. And then I cosplayed her, and I was like, I should have made this. So I sent him back.
So you just gave it away, and then I was like, my theory.
Well, yeah.
Well, there we go. It's Frieren. Is it because you relate to the neurodivergency kind of esque vibe?
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. And you know, like she's very like kind of like apathetic and like kind of like detached, I think. And I think I spent a lot of my life that way.
Really?
Yeah. Not necessarily like detached, but like I feel like for a lot of my life I've just been kind of like apathetic to a lot of the things that happen to me and to other people. And I don't know what it is. I'm going to therapy about it. It's fine.
Same girl. We in therapy together. High five. but we're hot, so it evens out.
Yeah, it's fine. We're crazy, but we're at least hot, so... It's fine. But yeah, I definitely identify with that. And like, you know, her whole experience of like, and I'll never live forever, unfortunately, as much as I'd like to pretend like I am a vampire. I am
not. You totally are.
Thank you. I am.
You got this.
That was a lie. I am a vampire. But I really liked watching her experience of basically being immortal and having to watch everything around her die.
Yeah.
And the toll that would take on you if you let it. And she just didn't seem to let it for so long. She was just like, I don't really care. You're just a person. But it wasn't until, you know, she lost somebody she really loved, who she didn't realize she loved until they were gone, that it really started to make an impact on her. That, oh, I could lose people and it could hurt.
Yeah.
And definitely. I can feel that. So I love her.
Yeah. I mean, it totally makes sense. And I guess I should have keyed in. There was a moment where you had mentioned being like you related to her. And I, there was a part of me that was like, ooh, do I need to change my answer? Like, I thought about it, but I was like, no. Like, stick to your guns. Like, you have a theory. Stick to it. But I actually really thought you would be more akin to Ubel, because she like... she visualizes a lot of things. And I feel like you're also like a very, unless I'm wrong, you're a very visual person.
Yeah, I am.
And like her idea of like belief, if I believe it can work, it will work. Mm-hmm. And I saw a lot of that in you when I was watching the show. So I was like, I feel like you, like that you would maybe lean towards Ubel. I mean, she's a little insane, but like wrong.
I mean, who amongst us isn't?
Right. And then I kind of thought maybe like Flama, just because like she has like a very teacher-esque role in the show. She basically like meets Frieren and then is like, you're my new apprentice, like doesn't really give her an option, but also is like very stern in her ways of teaching and is very like strong in her own will. And I see a lot of that in you too, where it's like you're very strong in your own will, you're always willing to teach people, you're just like, no, I got this, like you're gonna learn from me. Like I see a lot of that in you too. So I was kind of like, maybe these two. And it sounds like I just went a little too deep.
No, you didn't go too deep. I appreciate that so much. It's very kind and considerate of you to say that.
I'm a fan
I'm a fan of you too. I definitely do like both of those characters for sure, and I absolutely do feel like there are, you know, parts of my personality that they mash with, they mix with, that, you know what I mean,
compiled of. Yeah.
But I just, it's something about our girl Freeman. I don't know, even though I usually tend towards the more developed characters, typically, or the more
chesty besties,
unclothed characters, for whatever reason, she grabbed me.
Yeah. Oh, I love that though. Yeah. Like I love when, you know, you lean towards a character that's a little more unpredictable.
Yeah.
And I think like Frieren is just like, she's just an interesting character. Like I like that she's a little detached and she's our main to follow. You know, it's nice to see somebody who's a little less, I don't know, it's not like a romantic anime. It's very sturdy. And yes. I kind of like that.
And like the voice acting is really, like you mentioned, really great, because it's not over the top. Like we expect a lot of anime voice acting to be very like, you know.
Yeah.
It's very like, she's very level and very like mature sounding, you know. So it just, it's nice and refreshing to see that as an anime.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that till now, that there's not like a lot of like, or like any like over the top sounds. It's very just like grounded. And I think they did such a good job with casting each character. Like you can hear their voice and you know exactly who it is. Yeah. So they really knew what they were doing with this show. So do you think you could guess who my favorite character is then?
Okay. I have a couple of ideas, but I feel like they might be wrong.
No, you're good. You're good. I went too deep. So maybe you'll hit the nail on the head.
All right. So my first is Fern.
Interesting. Why Fern?
I feel like there's a level of like innocence with her, right? Aww, and but like But she's been through some stuff, right? Yeah. And she's very powerful and very, very driven to succeed. Mm-hmm. And she wants to achieve her goals. And I see a lot of that in you. You're just always like, I will succeed because I am insane. And I appreciate yeah, that about
that's
you.
That's on my vision board! That is literally on my vision board. That's crazy.
See, I know you.
You do. Damn. Okay, okay.
So I see a lot of her in you. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily like the youth, because like you are very like youthful and yeah. like very like effervescent in that way.
Childlike.
Yeah, I wouldn't say childlike, but you are very bright. And, yeah. and I feel like there's a lot of that in her as well, even though she's been through
yeah.
a bunch of
you
know.
Yeah.
But that's all of us, right? I think everything is trauma. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But if that's not her.
Yeah. Weirdly, Fern isn't even in my top three.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not for any like particular reason. There's just other characters that I am more interested in, I guess, or like that I'm more like, oh, that's cool, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, my second answer is probably wrong too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Himmel?
Oh, you think Himmel's a head? She knows I love men. No, it's actually not Himmel. He also is a character that I would say is more towards the bottom for me.
Ah, okay.
And it's I don't like arrogant men, and I get kind of arrogant vibes from him with the whole statue, even though he like yeah. is very playful about it. I do think he's a very well-crafted character though, because like they do a really good job of making him be like, they have to get my essence and da, da, da. And then he always instantly redirects it to something real.
Yeah.
So they did a good job with him, but no, not Himmel. So.
Yeah, well, okay. I was wrong.
That's all good.
We were both wrong.
I know. I kind of thought we would, like one of us would get it right. But weirdly enough, Ubel is my favorite. So
that makes sense. I mean, I should have said that when you
guessed
like,
it for you.
Yes. When you were like, this is why I think this is your favorite.
Yeah.
I should have clued into that. But
I mean, I also really liked Aura the Guillotine as well. Mm-hmm. Just I like her character design.
Yeah.
And obviously her voice actress is really good too. But I don't feel like we got enough of her.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Like, I think another thing that a lot of animes do, and I think Frieren did it okay, is that they'll introduce a villain really fast, or like I think the correct term is protagonist. Am I right?
Because antagonist.
Thank you. I always get them mixed up. The antagonist that they introduce, they never give us enough time to really dislike them or to like celebrate really when they go. And I feel like they set us up to believe Aura the Guillotine is like, she's been corrupting this town for a long time. She's like, you know, she's got the scales of obedience. But then, like, we barely see her. Like, we get two episodes, I think three, where they kind of give us that. But I want to see, like, I want to know more. Like, how has she not been overpowered? How has somebody not overtaken her? You know, like, I want to, like, live in that a little bit longer to see the power imbalance or dynamic. But I don't know. Do you feel that with anime, or is it just a me thing?
No, I agree. I think that there's a lot of animes that kind of rush over the villain arc that they're trying to, like, build, and then they're gone, and then you're like, great. That was fun.
I'm like, well, they're gone now. Or like the guy with the demon that they go back to release. What's his name? With the spell that yeah. like, oh no, it's
I
leaving
don't remember
me.
His name.
But they go back and they like open him up, and they're like, what's up, homie? Like, ready to die. And then they take him out so fast.
Yeah, he was like done. And which like makes sense, because like Frieren has had like, what, 1,000 years of training and working on her magic that like he didn't, because he was frozen in time.
Exactly.
So like it makes sense that he would be immediately done up when he was like the biggest big bad back when they initially like went on their
right. But why was he stronger than the Demon King? That's what I don't understand.
I don't remember.
I don't think they say. Like, I've been trying to look.
I watched this anime a year ago, so like some things are cloudy.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I've just started rewatching it again, and we got past that episode, and I was like, how is he stronger than the Demon King?
Yeah.
Because unless I'm getting the story mixed up, they had already put the Demon King to rest, and then they ran into him.
I don't remember.
But maybe it's not that way. Maybe it's, you know, correct me in the comments, because I'm always saying things wrong on this show. So I'm not a credible source. Well, we both failed at guessing each other's favorites, but did you all in the comments, did you all know who our favorites were? Like, are we predictable? We just couldn't predict each other's because, like, I'm very curious. I also saw on Twitter the other day, because I was just like scrolling away trying to look for some tea for us to talk about. There's a debate on Twitter that people think Frieren killing the demons is inhumane, and like they see it as like, well, the demons are trying to be people and they're trying to be good, and there's this whole like group of people that think Frieren is like ableist in a way and is like purposefully killing the demons because like she doesn't want them to be as powerful as her. So there's like a weird evil arc happening on Twitter or X, and I'm curious, what do you think about that? Because I was very shocked that people would really try to flip it on its head like that when the show makes it very obvious that the demons are bad.
I find that to be interesting because I don't know if the show makes it really obvious that the demons are bad. From Freeman's perspective, they are bad. But if you take any time, like, away from her, and you, like, I feel like they really try to humanize some of those demon characters to you as the audience. And I guess maybe make it seem like it's a little bit more morally gray that Freeman's just going around murdering these people. But, I mean, I don't know, because I'm always on the side of the villain.
Of course. Bites. It's a pretty arbiter.
So, like, I can see, like, if they, you know, I can see from, like, a demon's perspective that they're just like, hey, I just want to be here.
I just want to exist.
I'm just trying to live, man. And, you know, I might do bad things sometimes, but doesn't everybody? Why are you killing me for it? But, you know.
Okay, yeah, I can see, like, a switch of the POV is never, like, a bad thing because it gives us, you know, a little bit more context. But I think the show, there's an episode, I mean, it's been a minute since you've seen.
Yeah.
But there's an episode where the childlike demon kills a child. And the mom and the dad are distraught. And they are like, nope, you need to get rid of this demon. She killed our daughter, blah, blah, blah. And then the mayor, the leader, chief of the town is like, no, we're going to try to like make this demon good. And like, it shows you that like, they do try to give them a chance to like be, live amongst people and do good. And every time they use like the human tongue, the English language to trick humans into being like, no, I'm human and I'm like you, when they're really not. Cause she ends up killing the guy who owns the village and then offers his daughter to the mom and is like, here, look, I brought you a new daughter to make up for the bad thing I did.
I mean, but she's trying to do good. So from her perspective, she doesn't understand like why that's bad. So she was literally trying her best for all of the information that she has as a demon, who she does not understand humanity and what matters to humans and what is like horrific to them.
Yeah.
Right. She's trying to make up for this, like, oh, I can see I hurt you. Here, let me make it up to you by doing this other horrific thing that also is traumatizing. But she doesn't know. She's also like young, right?
So yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, a child in a way where you're like, you haven't been taught empathy yet. But does that mean you're a terrible person? Or does that mean that you just don't know? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I mean, probably the demons are bad, but you know,
I'm just saying. I like how quickly you crumble after all that. You're like, well, you know.
I can see both sides.
Yeah, yeah. I think also the show, they give us some like key moments. Like, again, I've been rewatching it, so I'm like looking for these things, and I had time to like, oh, why do people think this way? You know, I had time to do a little bit of research. But they do a good job of like throwing in lines where it's like, we see these two other demons that are trying to take over another town later on. I can't remember the name of it because there's so many German words in the show. But they leave this meeting with the people that own the town, and the younger one looks to the Lord Lugnir and goes, what's a father? Because he used that term to convince the humans not to kill him. And he goes, I don't know. So he blatantly like doesn't know, but I use it to convince.
Yes. Yeah. And they're very manipulative in that way.
So I think the show does a good job of like making it clear to us as audience members that like they will do whatever it takes to get ahead of humanity, even if it's at, you know, the expense. I mean, it's never even at the expense of themselves, I guess, at the end, because they all, you know, Frieren kind of stops them all. But like they show you different snippets of them utilizing the fact that they learned English to betray people to like get what they want, to be more corrupt. But I mean,
they are demons. But they are, I feel they are like demons. I don't know. I'm always on the side of the bad guy. Unfortunately. Hell yeah.
That's why I wanted to bring it up, because like there was a whole person who spent their time on Twitter carving out this whole arc and saying that like, no, this see the demon try to do good, see? And then everybody sent them hate comments, and then they doubled down and made a whole YouTube video about it. And all the comments are just, yeah, it's interesting. I'll have to send it to you and see if maybe you're kind of on their side, or maybe you're like, well,
don't send me hate comments because I'm on demon side, please.
Nah, they won't hear. You're in the Delulu canoe. It's a safe zone here. I don't think we've ever had hate comments except for sometimes on the audio. So,
no.
But yeah, I thought that would be interesting to deep dive on that, because like, you know, everybody's going to take a show and contextualize it in their own way. And you never know if people are seeing those sort of things and then are, you know, writing it off in their mind, or if they're like leaning towards the villain or not. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah. Also, another thing that's big on Twitter, very curious on your standpoint on this. Should Freeman get over Himmel?
Okay, listen, girl. Okay. From what we know of the show and what we know of Freeman, mm-hmm. we don't know that she's ever had a love before.
Yeah.
And I think that Himmel was the first person that she ever fell in love with.
Mm.
And she only realized that after he had died, that she had feelings for him. Mm. And she'll never be able to reconcile that because he is gone. Unless she goes to the afterlife and speaks in there, which I kind of hope happens at some point. Yeah. But, you know.
Areole. That's the only name I remember because it sounds like areola.
It really sounds suspiciously like areola.
It really
areola.
Does. Sorry, guys. Just ruined the tender moment.
But I don't know if you get over a great love that's lost like that. Mm. I don't know if you can, especially for somebody who is so used to not feeling things. And the moment that she feels something so deeply that she doesn't even realize she's felt until it's gone.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get over that.
Yeah.
I hope that you move past it. And be able to continue, which it seems like she is, right? Like the whole watching her go through her second journey with these new group of people is kind of her reliving how she failed in her previous journey and where she did not enjoy the people that she was with. Like, she didn't even know anything about Himmel, and she spent 10 years with him, but she still loved him. Mm-hmm. Like, you can tell that she still loved him. She never really bothered to find out anything about him.
Mm-hmm.
And because I guess she assumed that it didn't matter.
But even that's not true, because she remembered the flower.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So it's like she says that she didn't know anything about him. But I also think the journey is showing her that she did actually know things about them.
Yeah. Yeah. She picked things up, but she didn't bother to dive deeper.
Right.
Sure. She wasn't curious about the people that she was with. She didn't ask questions that I think normally you and I would do if we were trying to connect with somebody.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
Because we're people and we know that our time is limited. She does not. So she's like, hey, whatever, you're going to die and I'm going to move on and it's going to be fine. But then she realizes that doesn't necessarily hold true every time somebody dies.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily move on. So I don't know if she can get over Himmel. And I kind of don't want her to.
Yeah. There's a big discourse online that's just kind of like, she should get over him and move on. And I thought that was kind of cruel. I mean, the tone of the show, I'm like, then why are you watching this then?
Like, I mean, like, I think that she can totally like move past it and like grow with it, because like grief is not something that you just get over.
Mm-hmm.
You grow with it and it grows with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that that means that she can't find somebody else that she can have feelings for.
Yeah.
You know, that's okay.
Yeah. I also found this, I was watching the episode last night with Croft the monk.
Yeah.
Where he's like in the cabin. He's like doing all these crunches and everything. He's like being ridiculous. And I watched the episode and I didn't really think much of him on first watch. I was kind of like, okay, like this shredded elf. And, you know, I didn't think of this till after I was done watching the episode. He makes some comment to Freeran being like, you know, like, we're the only two elves I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And he kind of like lays the groundwork that he like was hitting on Freeran a little bit.
I got that vibe too.
Did you? Okay, yeah. So I'm not the only one.
No. I don't know anything about the second season yet, but like, right. I feel like that might set something up for like either like an unrequited love on his end or like a rejection from Freeran or something. Ooh. I don't know. I'm not sure, because it seems like to me, if I was like writing this story, I, you know, set up this beautiful love story that's very tragic and is gone, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. But then I have another love interest come in and I'm like, but he's the one that you were supposed to be with because you both can understand each other in ways that you two would not be able to understand. But what made you so different was what made you so attracted. And yeah, and the sameness of the two is not as powerful as a pull. So I don't know. That's like, that's the dynamic that I feel.
That's so there. Interesting. Yeah. I never thought for season two that he would be a big part of it. That's a good theory, though.
I don't know. So remember when I said I had no theories?
And you then do I have a theory. I love that.
I have no theories.
I have none, but I do have one.
But I have one.
I just thought the way that he talked about like them being the, he even asks her like, Freerun, do you know who I am? And he like kind of has this like weird conversation with her. And then she's like, no, I have no idea. And then Fern is the one who's like, don't you know that like Freerun's the, you know, the mage from the Party of the Heroes. And then their conversation kind of like divulges and goes somewhere. But we still don't know anything about Croft the Monk. Mm-mm. He never really like, he just tells us that he believes in the goddess. He puts a lot of like emphasis on that. And then that's kind of all we got from him.
Yeah.
But there were a couple lines that he said that I was a little like, he's trying to smash. I think he's trying to smash.
I mean, yeah.
You wanna,
I think so, but
yeah. And they draw him very attractively.
He's not unattractive.
They give him abs and they make what's his name? The warrior?
Stark?
Stark, yes.
Stark.
It's pronounced with the like the SH because it's very German. But
Stark.
Yeah, Stark even is like, dang, you're really handsome, you know? So it's like they're making it obvious that he's a very handsome guy. Yeah. So I don't know. I wrote that down as like a weird tiny theory, and I'm kind of glad that I'm not the only one who saw something there.
I feel it. I feel it for sure. But I'm a sucker for a good romance, you know. I also love a good like unrequited love.
Ooh.
Like a little like tension, you know.
Yeah.
Or like an eventual like it's unrequited for now, but like nice, we've got thousands of years. I'll get you. Yeah. Don't worry, I'll get you.
Eventually. I'm coming. Like
I'm sure she is.
Whoa. Maybe. I mean, she does say that they're kind of like asexual though, so that's also an interesting,
I mean, I think in across like all fantasy genres, elves typically are like a lot less.
Oh, really?
Like, because they live so long, and they're like they're like a difficult species to like reproduce. A lot of like fantasy genres have that like as the elf framework that they just kind of don't really find interest in that, or it's hard for them to have children.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But okay, that kind of makes sense, I guess.
Because they live so long. Like, can you imagine if you live like thousands of years and you're just like multiplying like rabbits, you'd be overrun, right? Like, there'd be too many elves.
Mm-hmm. Would it be bad, though? I don't think it'd be.
I mean, if you live thousands of years, the drain on the economy and all the resources for having, like, we have the opposite problem now, I guess. But
right. I'm just like, nah, it'll be great. Let's just get a million of them, throw them in a space, and then make more.
Economists hate to see you coming there.
I'm the worst. I don't think about the economy all the time. Maybe I need to. And the last kind of fun tidbit I have here to like wrap up the episode is there was a poll that was done recently, maybe not recently, but it was done at some point in time, that 12.6 million people voted for their favorite Freerun characters. And I haven't seen the answer, so I don't know, but I want you and I to try to come up with like who we think is like the top, maybe like three.
Okay.
Before I pull up this video.
Okay.
I don't.
I unfortunately think that Freerun's gonna be up there for sure.
I think she will be. I think she won't.
Really?
I like have a weird feeling that like. Well, but I mean, she's kind of stacked though as a mage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So maybe people are like, oh, powerful mage, vote. You know? Like,
yeah.
I'm trying to think like a general version of the public. What would they lean towards?
I mean,
who's like really lovable?
I think Freerun's very lovable.
We'll put her in the list.
In her way, right?
I was weirdly thinking like Aizen, the dwarf.
He is very lovable. Yes.
Like, he doesn't even have a mouth when he talks. Like, for some reason, I feel like people might, I don't know. Maybe not like top three, though.
I don't know. But he's delightful as a character.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. Who's like really funny? Like, I'm trying to think of like everyone in the mage.
I think Stark is really funny because he just doesn't know how to handle women.
Yes.
Like, his complete inability to like flirt with the girl that he likes in a productive way. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like a lot of people who watch the show might identify with him.
Yeah. Okay.
So I want to toss his name up there.
He does have good one-liners. Like, he's pretty funny. They put him in a lot of situations.
Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah. Oof. Him and Fern dancing was so cute, though. Oh, I was so like, cute. Man.
Their little romance is so cute.
I just wish she didn't have such a stick up her butt. Like, I mean, she's kind of a bummer sometimes. Like, I find Fern to be a bit of a bummer. I'm like, girl. But, you know, if I were a teenager just walking around with an elf, you know, I think I would kind of have a stick up my butt, too.
Yeah,
it's got to be difficult.
Yeah.
Gosh, who, I mean, I suppose we could do like maybe five characters, because like we're probably not gonna guess the order. I mean we couldn't guess each other, so I weirdly feel like Himmel might be up there just because they don't show him in a bad light.
Yeah, like, he's only ever remembered fondly because it's told through Fern's perspective, right? Mm-hmm. Like, she's never gonna remember the bad thing about him because she loves him.
Yeah, so I could see that. I weirdly feel like, what's the one mage? There's so many in the end when they start getting to the trials. But Denkin. I was thinking maybe Denkin.
Denkin. Mm.
He's the older man with the beard, and he fights against Freerun and loses.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the general population. I mean, he wanted everyone to work together.
I don't know. I mean,
I couldn't remember his name, so maybe not.
I barely remember him at all, I'm not going to lie.
Okay, so we've got Freerun, Stark, Himmel. Do we think, we're kind of in the party of, well, we've got a couple of the party of heroes, and then Stark.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else that we...
I don't feel strongly about anybody else being up there. That's the thing.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like, nobody, like, comes to my mind being, like, they are definitely, like, a fan favorite.
I'm going to say something a little uncouth.
Okay.
I feel like Ubel might be up there because she does a lot of fan service poses.
That's fair.
There's a lot of armpit that they show of her. A lot of in-between-the-leg shots.
That's true.
And she's kind of our baddie right now.
Yeah. And she's not. So.
You know, she's giving. I do get froppy vibes from her, though, just with her design. Because she's got, like, the green hair and, like, the eye kind of look. So I get a little bit of froppy from her. Not in personality, but, you know.
Just in vibes.
Yeah. Look. Mm-hmm. Trying to think. Anybody else from the mage... Like, when they're trying
the trials.
Yeah. Because I think that would be a good indication. I find a lot of them to be, like, they introduce them a little too quickly.
Yeah.
Like, the girl that kind of looks like Chun-Li, she's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I don't know her name. Can't remember. She's Denkin's granddaughter.
Don't know. I feel like they introduced so many characters that were really interesting, but we didn't get to spend enough time with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know? And the trials were cool.
Yeah, like, they were.
I loved that whole end of season one. Mm-hmm. That's when I really locked in, is when we got to see them kind of go through something different.
You love a good trial.
I guess I do, which I weirdly had to step away from the show because I normally hate when they put anime characters through trials. Mm-hmm. It, to me, feels like a trope that they use a lot in anime.
I think if they're bad or boring trials, then I feel very similarly. I don't like it. But when they're good and they're interesting, they're good.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah.
So, in first place, for the most voted for, like, fan favorite, was Himmel.
Ah! See?
Which I'm like, okay, we guessed Himmel would be up there. Mm-hmm. That's a little predictable. He's the good guy.
He's the hero.
We haven't seen him do anything really primarily wrong or bad, so I guess that makes sense. But I don't know.
I mean, again, he's only ever remembered through fond light, so, like, how are you really going to find anything bad about that character?
Truth. Number two is Aura the Guillotine.
Interesting.
When I feel like we did not get enough of her. And maybe that's where the votes are coming from.
Maybe. I don't know.
But number two?
That's interesting that she's number two. Like, I could see her being up there, but number two is interesting.
Yeah. She got like 3 episodes max, maybe?
Considering like all of the other characters that could have been number two.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
You're like, should have been Frieren. You're like, where's Frieren? Third place, which we didn't have this person on our list, is Fern.
Which is so surprising.
I feel duped. Like, why? What? So,
I feel like she wouldn't be a fan favorite, but that's interesting. I don't know. That's so weird to me. Because I feel like there's so many more interesting characters that could have been a fan favorite.
Yeah.
Like, as a whole.
I'm trying to, like, compartmentalize, like, maybe why she would be up so high. And, like, I'm not really coming up with anything. Like... Like, I like her. Yeah. It's not that, but, like, I certainly wouldn't put her in my top five.
No. No, I wouldn't put her in my top five either.
And it's nothing personal.
No, like, no,
it's just...
No.
I
just think that there's so many more compelling characters.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I guess Frieren got fifth.
Which is weird to
in
me.
Her own show?
Girl.
What are we watching? I'm confused. Well,
it's crazy. I mean, listen, I guess she's kind of like, I guess people might not necessarily identify with her because she's kind of dull and apathetic sometimes.
Yeah.
But I feel like her character development is really interesting.
Exactly. That's where I'm kind of confused is it's like, okay, sure. If we're voting off like the first 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, because Fern's intro is her as like a little girl and you see her like going through these trials and like winning over Frieren. But like, I don't agree with Frieren being fifth.
Yeah.
I thought 1, 2, or 3 for sure she'd be on the list.
But
not fifth. And then apparently the mimic box was like number 10.
Which is crazy to me because is that a single solitary mimic box that just travels around and she keeps getting stuck in?
That's some fan service shit, y'all. Y'all just like it that she's stuck in the box.
She's stuck in the box and her booty in the air, okay?
That's what you guys want. But then you vote her. Yeah, I don't know. Make that make any kind of sense. I really want us to make a mimic box, though, for our studio. Can
we
please get one?
We absolutely can. I think that'd be really fun.
I don't know how or why, but we're going to do it.
Listen, I've seen some tutorials about it. I'll figure it out.
Okay. Well, is there any other thing you want to add or discuss about Frieren? Or, like, I feel like I threw a lot at you and I didn't really let you throw anything at me. So,
What does the show mean to you now that I've convinced you to watch it?
Okay.
What does it mean to you?
Ooh, okay. I feel like you kind of hit the nail on the head a lot earlier, but I'll try to, like, say it in my own words. I feel like the show tells us in a backwards sort of order about how sometimes we don't take advantage of the time that we have with people. And instead of especially today in today's society where we're all constantly on our phones and like consuming media and going to different places and doing different things, which is obviously a different perspective than this show, but it's a great example of we don't get enough time with the people that are around us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we get overconsumed by the wrong sort of things or we're just like not quite taking in the moments that we could be. The perfect example is Frieren, like not taking in the sunrise and just being like, I'm going to go somewhere else. And then she sees Fern smiling and decides to stay. And that scene really stuck with me because I'm also very much that person that like, I will get up to go do the thing. But when I'm there, I'm like, well, I saw it and then I move on. Whereas like we should take those moments and try to cement it into our minds, like who we're there enjoying that moment with and how we got to that point. And I think the show does a really great job of repeating that message in different forms. But I also feel like it's about like recognizing that you were one way and you can choose to be another way because we watch Frieren unpack her not feeling like she got to know Himmel enough, but then going through this journey and being able to go, I'm going to take more time with the people that I'm around currently instead of just grieving through the fact that like Himmel is gone, which I think a lot of us tend to do when people do leave for whatever reason. We tend to sit and grieve in it. And she doesn't really do that. instead, she's able to go, wow, I'm sad that he's gone, but I'm taking advantage of the time with the people I'm with now. Mm-hmm. So I personally, I feel like those are the two things that like I really picked up on the show. And just like bettering yourself, looking back.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a really beautiful way of putting it. It's very much like a teaching you to be present.
Yeah.
You know? We all have such busy lives and it's really easy to just gloss over, mm-hmm. you know, the things that at the end of our lives are going to be the most important parts that we're going to think back on. We're not going to remember what TikTok we posted on that day.
No! Or even this silly podcast.
Yes, we will. This is a core memory for me, Dare.
This is going nowhere.
But we'll remember the time spent with the people that we love mm-hmm. more than anything else.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And I think that having such a beautiful way of framing that back to you to make you really sit and think like, oh, I should appreciate the people that mm-hmm. I have in my life more than I'm currently doing because mm-hmm. one day they might not be there.
Yeah.
So, beautiful. Sad.
Yeah. I also do that a lot now when I have like dinners with people is I have this like weird retrospective moment, especially on my birthday. Like when I have like everybody at a table and like we're all sitting there like eating or doing something, there's always this moment that I have where I completely look like I'm disassociating, but I'm just sitting there like, all of my friends are in one room aww. Right now. And I have that moment very rarely. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't happen all the time. It's usually like once or twice a year.
Yeah.
And it's such a cool moment to just like see everybody talking to each other and like everybody having a good time and just kind of going like, man, like this is like the moment I want to look back on from this day. Mm-hmm. So, and I want to do more moments like that.
Yeah,
so.
Same. I get the same way, you know, when I have like people gathered that I all like cherish. I'm like, mm-hmm. it's like writing a save file in Silent Hill. You just kind of disassociate and you're like, I'm locking this in my brain forever. And you're just like, this is beautiful. And I love all these people and it's so fantastic. So,
yeah.
I get that. Yeah.
Save file in Silent Hill.
that's what happens.
I'm like, wait, what? It's not.
I've been playing Silent Hill. When he saves,
yeah,
he just kind of like disassociates.
Oh.
And it's canonically like repeated back to you from other characters. They're like, where'd you go? Are you good?
So, like, I'm just saving.
I'm just saving. I'm saving this core memory.
Yes. Well, Ash, I could keep you here all day. We could talk about different anime shows. But I am curious where people can find you on social media, just in case if for some reason they're not already following you.
If they're not already following me, you should follow me on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and YouTube and everywhere. As Ashlyn Day. I am on all of those websites and I'm there. I'm the weird goth girl on the internet. Go and find me.
Hell yeah. And we also co-own a studio together.
Yeah.
I'm hoping by this point we'll be a little bit more announcing it and talking about it, but
it's out there.
Yeah. It is now, but I haven't really promoted. Have you?
I have been.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
You're like, what do you mean you haven't been promoting? But we co-own a studio called Looking Glass Studios. So be sure to go check it out on Instagram.
Come shoot with us. It's in the valley.
Hell yeah. It's a bit of a drive for both of us, but it's probably the perfect place for you. Yeah. So come shoot with us there or, you know, come see the location. It's incredible. It's a work in progress. Always going to be upscaling and building and continuing to bring the sets that you all want. So
come for all of your cosplay and content needs.
Yeah. And you all know where to find me, Dare Taylor Official on Instagram with the blue check mark. Don't follow any fake ones. I'm not on Telegram. Somebody asked me today if I'm on Telegram. I'm not there. Don't go there. Oh, there's so many scammers in this world today. But go follow me on Instagram. And obviously, don't forget to subscribe to Delulu as well. Check us out on Instagram as well. We post updates on what episodes are coming up. Join us on the Patreon. We won't be doing a Patreon for this episode because I didn't know what we should do because we're kind of hashing out the show. Yeah. I don't know. It didn't feel like it made sense. But let me know if you want me to bring Ash back and you guys have questions for her because I'm sure she'd love to answer them for you. You guys had some great ones for her last time. But just remember, everybody, to stay Delulu because it's the Salulu. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.